On it goes. A slow downward spiral. Drifting further and further. WFOD begins now.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, the albino alligator, the king of pranks, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Oh, it's good to be back.
A phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program for you tonight. So much to discuss, Travis. You were fired up today. Fired up.
So fired up.
And we were joined by a very special guest from Pod Cheese, the monthly program heard right here on strangelabel.com. Mr. Benny Michaels is here. Benny!
Howdy, mates.
How are things, Benny?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You're fresh off your appearance on the Monumental Waste of Time podcast. You guested on their show yesterday, and you're here with us tonight.
He's really making the rounds then.
He's making the rounds, Travis. The Monumental Waste of Time podcast is a fan podcast about a comedian named Joe Matarese, where they just do the news about Joe Matarese, and Benny guested on it, and they talked about Joe Matarese. And I don't know anything about Joe Matarese, but I listen to every episode of this show, and I don't know why. I don't know why I do it.
That's all the more reason to listen, to educate yourself.
Because if you don't know about Joe Matarese, you need to, because
otherwise he's just on there preaching to the choir.
Right. If he was doing a fan podcast about Joe Matarese and no one listened to it, how else would they get the information about Joe Matarese? How would they do it?
Yeah, or if everyone was already a fan, you know, they would all be sitting there going, "Yeah, we already know all this stuff." So the fact that people don't know who he is,
right,
is all the more reason to tune in.
Well, I mean, if they did know it, I would hope that somebody who runs the podcast would be like an expert and would maybe bring information to the fans that they wouldn't normally have access to.
You know, that's an excellent idea. I'm going to run that by her next time I.
Are you going back on tomorrow?
Well, no, they speak socially, Travis. They're pals.
Oh.
Yeah, you know,
it's not just being on the podcast.
Travis, we took off last week, and we totally missed the Michael Rotondo story. Did you see the Michael Rotondo making the rounds?
I'm not familiar with that gentleman.
See, okay, well, maybe you would know him better as some of the other things that people... See, they don't necessarily use his name. See, Travis, I want to be respectful of Michael Rotondo. But they use words like slacker and deadbeat. The guy who... his parents sued him to get out of the basement.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You saw that guy?
He wouldn't leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Why do we know about that story, Travis? Why is that story picking up so much steam?
Some local news outfit picked this up, got wind of it. It was a slow news day in whatever town that they were in. And they're like, "Hey, this is kind of funny. You know, this is one of those stories people would probably click on." And it just somehow got picked up by the national media and went, kind of went viral.
He made the rounds on like every cable news station you can. And people were pointing out that the guy wore the same suit on all these TV shows, but
of course he did. Sure, yeah, he owns one suit.
Yeah. He's a guy that lives in his parents' basement. He's going through hard times. How many suits you think he has?
Yeah, and I'm sure he went down to the Salvation Army and picked it up before his court date, so as to try to look at what society deems as, you know, a contributor.
But the thing that irritates me about this Michael Rowe, we know one thing about this guy. We know that him and his parents are in a legal dispute. That's the only thing we know about that guy's story. And everybody just knows the one fact about him and just says, oh, you know what? I'm better than that guy. So I have a strong opinion about this guy's court situation.
Well, and I think that's why it probably hit as hard as it did, because people love to judge others to make themselves feel better.
Right, so right. Well, at least I'm not 30 in. And still live at home with my parents.
Right.
I'm so going to search the Michael Rotondo hashtag and comment on every tweet I see.
What a loser. Ha ha ha. Get a job, fool.
Right, you know? Right. Everybody is shitting on this guy, knowing nothing about the guy.
Oh, see, I thought you uncovered some amazing information. Like he volunteers his time down at the homeless shelter. He works with sick children.
No, Travis. I mean, like, the more you learn about the guy, he does seem like a piece of shit. Like in the defense of all these people, he seems pretty awful. But I think he's got a touch of something. Like, I think that he's a bit of a waterhead. He's not very well thought out. That's even more the reason. Like, why are we messing with this Rotondo guy? Leave him alone. He's got one suit, and if you don't want to keep seeing his suit, then quit inviting him on shows.
I think more despicable is the fact that these television stations couldn't help this guy out. They don't have like a wardrobe department. Or anything. Right, this is television. Right, right.
I mean, like, at least put on a different shirt coat under it. Yeah, like, you know, he wore the same purple shirt. Every time he have one suit, but he only had one shirt to wear under. I mean, you could get creative, Betty. I mean, you have one suit, but you mix it up a little bit. You put on a different tie or something, you know, you can disguise it.
Or you can just do the t-shirt, the sport coat over the t-shirt thing. You can just do that. You
know? I only have one suit. Travis, how many suits do you have?
I don't own a suit.
You don't own a suit? What are you going to do if somebody dies?
Shirt and tie. You don't need a suit.
I mean, this poor guy, even just the fact that he thought you needed to wear a suit to one of these morning shows. Like, I don't think that these morning shows are full of people wearing suits, is it?
He was on Alex Jones.
Was he really?
Alex Jones gave him $3,000.
Well, good for Alex.
Have you ever tried listening to Alex Jones?
Not his show, but I did watch one of his movies. It was like I don't know. There was like a couple movies he did right around the same time. They might as well have been the same movie. The Obama Deception. That's what it was called.
He makes like documentaries? Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That sounds fun.
It is fun, but the problem is, like, I watch these things, and about 15 minutes later, I'm sold on whatever it is you're saying.
Me too. I think we've had this conversation before, but Alex Jones was actually the one that convinced me that the Boston bombing was not what they said it was.
Oh, he got you?
Oh, yeah, like that same day.
What was it?
All the information was coming up. Well, it was a false flag.
It was fake?
Yeah, it was all crisis actors. And there was like a special forces, like a SWAT team on site before the bombing happened, planting these pressure cooker devices and just a bunch of random people that looked like they were talking into their in the crowd that were not part of like the security detail of the race with little earpieces talking on their earpieces. And he's got you know how he does. He like draws on the screen kind of like Madden did when he was doing a football game. And he like does like weird bullet trajectory or like shrapnel trajectories and things. Yeah, the same day it happened, he convinced me that it was not the Jokar or whatever the hell the guy's name
was.
So
you avoid Alex Jones just because you're afraid of what he'll trick you into believing?
Well, this documentary I watched, he was like following the Illuminati people, I'm going to say it wrong, but it's like the something with a B group builder. I'm going to say like Build-A-Bear group, but that's not what
group?
It is, but.
Let's just call them the Freemasons.
As much as those damn Build-A-Bears cost, they got to be up to something.
Well, he showed up at this hotel that they were all out, and he had his camera crew there, and they were going to get footage of these guys and what have you. And these cars are pulling in, and he's got his cameras on him, and he's like, that's them there. And then the next scene is like him in the hotel, but there's like a fire alarm going off, and it's Alex Jones. He's like, this is unbelievable. You know, we finally got into the hotel now. We all have to exit the building because it is fire alarm. Clearly, this is, you know, staged by the Illuminati to get us out of here. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is unbelievable, man. Like, they just they're completely blocking this guy access from the Illuminati. Like, the thought didn't even cross my mind that he probably pulled the thing himself or whole thing staged.
He's like those ghost hunters guys, you know, like, oh, did you hear that?
Did you guys hear that? He advertises like pills made out of like emu eggs and stuff. I'm serious. Like it's like a far out fucking universe. Listening to that just for like a couple of minutes, he acted real crazy in one particular one. I was like, oh, I'm going to turn it on and listen to this episode and see how it progresses. I made it like a half hour, and it was just. I mean, he takes a break about every 15 minutes and advertises like 20 insane supplements that.
But that's his thing. He's a salesman. That's why. That's another reason I stopped watching those guys. Is they're all shams. It's all a work, you know. There was one guy that I kind of became interested in. Some YouTube guy I kind of stumbled across after the Las Vegas shooting, and I kind of thought he would be like a cool guy to watch because I kind of thought like he was like a legit nut. But the more and more I watched of him, like then after that story got stale, he kind of just went on this whole. Like he became like a Bitcoin guy. And I think these guys, they just jump on whatever the, you know,
Benny,
tragedy is.
Benny, we get offered a Bitcoin expert like every 15 minutes. Like I get an email from somebody wanting to come on the show and explain Bitcoin to me about every 15, 20 minutes. I delete so many Bitcoin experts in a day. I can't even keep them all straight.
It just became. It was fun watching some of these guys because you're like, oh, I'm watching a crazy person, but they're not even crazy. It's like a fake crazy. So I just kind of, you know, you sort of. That's the other thing is I certainly don't want to be duped by a fake crazy guy.
Well, and that's the thing. Like I said, they're all essentially Billy Mays. They're all pitchmen. They're trying to sell you something, and they do a goddamn great job of it. So yeah, I'm with you. I just try to stay away from it completely.
I think I do want to dive headfirst into it.
Oh, you'll get lost.
I just want to get in the dirt, and I want to try the emu eggs and see if they really give me rock hard boners.
But even those supplements, like the pitches, like that's what you eat after like the government poisons our own water supply and like we're forced to
fend
for ourselves.
And when, once you think that it's all a bunch of gobbledygook, you find out that something is legit.
Yeah, as like tanks of stormtroopers are like rolling down your neighborhood, you'll be glad you bought those Alex Jones supplements.
Right. And then you got them all down there and in your bunker.
InfoWars sticker right on the entrance to your bunker.
I mean, you know, ever since I talked to that guy that that thought that Katy Perry was JonBenet Ramsey, my mind has been opened, man. I'm open to all kinds of crazy things now. I want to learn. I want to be a student of the world is what I want to do. You know, my memory is so short that like I almost feel like I could learn new things every day that like I've already learned but forgot. Like I have a playlist on Spotify with like 700 songs on it that I don't remember. So like I can just listen to the playlist again and be like, oh, cool. I forgot this song. I've never heard this song before, but obviously I did. And it's all songs I like.
I get like that, you know, being the comic book guy, I like to do a lot of reading about kind of different topics. One that interests me a lot is the 90s bubble burst, the speculation bubble that blew up the comic industry. And I will find myself getting linked to these articles and I'll be like, oh, this looks like this is a new one. I haven't read this. And I'll get about four paragraphs into it and it starts to seem kind of familiar. And then I won't realize till the very end that I've probably read it three times already. Constantly like that, forgetting everything I read and
they
see.
Do they change the cover on you like Netflix? Netflix tricks you into stuff all the time by changing the cover on you. You're like, oh, have I seen this? I don't recognize that cover. And then it's a new thing.
Yeah, I've got a comic book interjection that... kind of has a special tie into the show. I just read that Jamie Foxx was billed to be Spawn in the Spawn reboot.
Him. Yep, Todd McFarlane just announced it.
And I was excited because the first movie they made, which I was excited for, that movie was really bad. That was like 97, I think.
Yeah, it was a product of its time, though. The special effects were not far enough along for them to even attempt to do that. And the studio didn't put enough money
around
it.
Bad. Yeah, it was all around bad. But I became a fan of Spawn from the HBO animated series.
Oh, that's a great show. Two seasons of
which X-Men featured WFOD's very own Keith Daniels.
What's his name?
Keith David, yep.
Yeah, Keith David, I mean. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Guy's talented, man. He can do everything. He can announce podcasts, and he can play Spawn, and he can be on shows on the OWN network.
That's the extent of my comic book knowledge, but
hey, that's all right. Thank you for bringing that to the table,
Travis. That Michael Rotondo, he's in a custody battle. He has
between
a child.
His two parents?
No, he has a child. And his baby mama and him, they're battling it out for custody of the child.
Well, she probably wins, right? Because he doesn't have his own place to live.
Right. Well, maybe he will now. You know, now that he got kicked out of his parents' house.
Well, I assume. I haven't read enough about this gentleman. Was he employed? Is he an employed fella?
He has a business, is what he says. Oh, but he won't tell anybody what his business is, but he has one.
Oh, so he didn't use the morning show circuit to promote his business and make it fruitful.
That probably would have been smart. Yeah, like to go out there and say, hey, this is what I do for work. Go to rotondosuits.com and get a custom tailored suit.
Right.
No, I didn't do any of that.
You put me on Fox and Friends, and you better damn well believe I'm going to plug my eBay ID.
But you know, the guy is a private citizen. He's just trying to get by, and for some reason, we all decided to shit on this guy collectively. And you know, we're so cautious about that now. The collective shitting on people now. But you know, I guess we see somebody out there that's an easy target, and we all just want to get him.
Yeah, I've never heard of this guy.
You didn't see the story? It was everywhere, Benny. The guy's got long hair and glasses. He's a silly looking. I think he's a bit of a waterhead. He's a silly guy. But it was everywhere. He was on every single cable news show there is. Everybody took turns getting him on there and saying, you know, you are 30. Why don't you move out of your parents' house? And he says, oh, well, you know, I will. And they're like, but you're 30.
So this is a story like if I walked around, like 9 out of 10 people probably have seen this guy somewhere on a show. Or
He was part of the like 24-hour, 48-hour news cycle.
And, right. If you missed Twitter those 2 days, Benny, you might have missed it.
No, you're better off, you know, paying attention to things that actually matter.
Better off. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying that anything I pay attention to. I'm more, you know, on the Joe Matarese fan podcast, I guess. But I find that more enjoyable than
taking turns shitting on a guy who's going through a rough couple of weeks.
Well, it depends on the circumstances, I guess. But there is something polarizing about people catching a public beating.
Like, where are you supposed to kowtow to all of these things that everybody thinks that you should do? Like, you gotta finish high school. You gotta go to college. You gotta get a job that you hate. You gotta build a nest egg. You gotta find a gal. You gotta get married. You gotta buy a house. You gotta have kids, and then you gotta die.
Well, why was he in the news? I mean,
he wouldn't get out of his parents' basement. He lives with his parents. He wouldn't get out of the basement, and they took him to court to get him out of their house.
And he only has one suit.
And he looks like he put his finger in a light socket. His hair is pretty wild.
Yeah, yeah. He's got long hair. He looks like a dork.
He does look like somebody he's been in the basement working on his insane business idea that's going to take the world by storm. Though I will give it. He looks the part.
I kind of like anything that shows up in like the top 20 Twitter trends. I just kind of automatically know it's not going to be something that I'm going to want to be interested in. You know.
Like Roseanne Barr calling that gal a monkey?
She didn't call her a monkey, but that's what everybody's saying she did. She didn't call her.
She said that it was a planet of the apes.
Travis's,
I don't know. Listen, I'm not defending.
I heard Travis was not best pleased.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not defending Roseanne saying that this broad looks like a cross between a terrorist organization and a Planet of the Apes. I'm not saying that. I've never seen a picture of this gal. Maybe that's what she does look like. I'm just against this flaming, this collective outrage and taking people down and feeling indignant about your actions and saying, yeah, man, we really did it. And the ABC better do something about this. And then ABC being like, oh, fuck, we don't want to deal with this. Just cancel her show. And they cancel her show. And now tons of people are out of work because Roseanne made a vaguely, vaguely racist comment. Like I said, I'm not defending her. It was the wrong thing to say. But for the entire internet to spend 10 to 12 hours doing nothing but fucking battering Roseanne to death about a fucking tweet, it's getting old. It's
well, and I think we could probably find way worse tweets from Roseanne from 2 years ago.
Guaranteed.
I guarantee. Roseanne blocked me on Twitter, Travis. So I was
listen. Roseanne has been this person for years and years and years. ABC knew this when they greenlit a reboot.
But when the mob comes a running, Travis,
that's the problem.
You got to have a statement ready. You got to have something to tell the mob. You got to tell them. And by the way, speaking of people who look like a Planet of the Apes, have you seen Sigourney Weaver lately? Sigourney Weaver looks exactly like the people from the Planet of the Apes.
Well,
you look at Sigourney Weaver today. Sigourney Weaver looks exactly like a Planet of the Apes, Travis.
Well, Travis, would you have written that tweet?
Well, no, of course not.
Yeah, you know not to write that tweet.
Well, right.
Present climate. Yet the woman with millions of dollars on the line doesn't seem to be able to make heads or tails of, hey, maybe I shouldn't write this.
Well, no.
Put it out on my social media.
And to be fair, like I said, I'm not defending her, and it was the wrong thing.
No, I'm not defending. It has nothing to do with defending it, but like, she should have had better sense.
But she is just like that James Woods douche, like, who gets into these Twitter warfare back and forths with these like political people, and they all like go back and forth, and they're constantly saying shitty stuff to each other because, hey, it's the internet, and why wouldn't I do this? And they get into it, and then somebody tweets something disgusting, and then it's over.
You know? Don't you wonder why they don't just say, hey, Roseanne, you got a lot of money on the line here. There's a lot of people that are dependent on you. Let's just not tweet.
Let's maybe just like heard of this
woman,
Twitter,
the woman, that Valerie woman she was talking about. I never even heard of her until today.
Never heard of her.
It was a gal that worked for Obama.
I guess she wanted to make an insult to her, but you couldn't have thought of two different comparisons.
You know, and I bet you and to be honest, I bet you she did not think of the monkey aspect of it when she did it. I bet you she looked at the person and said, yeah, you know, they look like one of those rubber suited Planet of the Apes
like
guy.
Sigourney Weaver. That was
like Sigourney Weaver, right, exactly. And she probably just, you know, and then immediately realized as soon as the first response tweet came in, she's like oh no,
they don't like being called monkeys.
Well, remember when everyone made a big deal when what was that, H&M put the picture of the young child with the monkey sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah.
And people said the same thing about that. Like, okay,
the coolest monkey in the jungle.
That the person meant that, and I don't think anything was meant by it, and people are getting carried away. But also at the same time, maybe you should have thought twice before you put that. Right.
Maybe some people, Benny, are just so woke that they don't.
Do you
think
not live in the world that you don't know? Like,
yeah, maybe they just don't know that they don't see color, and they don't even think of, you know, the monkey comparison.
You better start thinking about that, or else you're going to be.
my whole point is. You recently had, which I completely do not agree with, the NFL stating that rule that they were, you know, fined 15 yards if they kneel for the national anthem. And you have people losing their mind that an employer can force these players to do that. And the exact same people that are freaking out about this thing that this employer did is applauding this employer for firing somebody over a tweet, which is a freedom of expression as well. I'm not saying she's right. I'm just saying everybody's so quick to jump on this bandwagon of I'm morally correct, and I'm going to join you and you join me and let's make a hashtag don't I feel so good about what we just did to get all these people fired over a fucking tweet.
We got ridiculous. Keurig to quit advertising.
Right. Exactly. And now the opposite has come in. It's already come in. ABC shit canned Roseanne and canceled the show, And you already have the other side now saying boycott ABC for Fire Gross. It's like a never-ending cycle of stupidity that we're never getting out of. It's maddening.
We could all just agree that sometimes people say shitty things. And you should say, hey, guys, you shouldn't have said that shitty thing. It was pretty shitty.
Between ABC taking a stand on this and then the other side boycotting ABC, I don't think I watch anything on ABC. So I could kind of care less about what happens. Like, I follow...
Benny, in today's world, I don't know what network anything is.
A nobody from New Hampshire does stand-up comedy. I just follow him, and it's much more amusing.
You just stick to the Cameron Reedy show.
And he got a shout-out on your show. I was thrilled.
That was a very inside joke, Benny, the Cameron Reedy joke. It was good.
The joke, so I enjoyed it. I don't want to change the subject onto that. I want to keep talking about this Roseanne and stuff.
No, I'm done with it. And to be honest, I'm probably just a little bit hurt because these 8 episodes of the Roseanne reboot have been nothing but pure joy for me every week.
Michelle posted a picture.
I saw 5 minutes of it. And I was kind of just over it.
Posted a picture of the gal in the chat. Is that gal even black? Isn't a black lady, is it? I think she has the wrong lady. That's not a black lady, is it?
No, I believe that's her. Yeah.
She's probably, she's mixed race.
Is calling a white lady Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, but okay, so let's say you wanted to make fun of this woman.
Benny, hold on. Because like I said some pretty mean shit about Sigourney Weaver. I don't want to get canned from strange labels.
You choose her.
No, Mike, we got to.
Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes woman?
We got to shut this down for a second and take the time. Let's all come up with roast jokes about this lady's appearance.
I don't know. She looks like a normal lady with that short, giving up mom haircut, you know? Like, you know, the haircut you get when you just don't care if anybody wants to fuck you anymore? Yeah.
That's actually way funnier than the Muslim Brotherhood.
She looks like a lady that would, like, return canned goods to the grocery store. Like, no, I don't think that's a black lady.
She looks like a lady who got rain checks on the on sale cereal, right?
Right. Yeah. It's like 3 for $10, and she doesn't want to miss out on that deal just because they didn't order enough.
Oh, there's one. That's different.
Oh, she posted one that she looks a little. Yeah, but she's not very black.
She looks like Asian. She doesn't look
black. I don't think you could be racist against that woman. I don't think anybody would even know she's black. I think this is. I've changed my opinion, Travis. I think that you're right. We should keep Roseanne on the air. She's in her right to call this lady a monkey.
Right.
Yeah, that's not even a black lady.
Hey, you know what? You want to know something that irritated me? Well, we're talking about things that.
What grinds your gears, Benny?
Yeah. Benny, let's hear it.
Did you guys see Solo? You know the movie Solo about Han Solo?
Did I see the movie, or do I know the movie exists?
No, did you see it?
I did not. Or, no.
Okay, well, I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah, no spoilies, I know Solo exists, but no.
No spoilies.
We got to wait till Monday to see it, Benny.
Well, I saw it, and it was good. But prior to me seeing it, I read an article that like immediately turned me off from the movie, but it shouldn't have.
Oh, did it say that Han Solo was a Trump supporter in this one?
No, it was about Lando.
Oh, that he fucks animals and stuff?
No, he fucks a robot.
It was an interview with the headline said Donald Glover confirms Lando's pansexuality. So, like, I needed to like Google pansexuality.
So, like, he'll fuck a Jar Jar Binks and stuff.
Why do you really know what it was in reference to?
Didn't Napier bring this to us before, where a pansexual means that you are sexually fluid and you can identify as a guy
was
or
mentioned.
A gal?
Sexually fluid was mentioned in the article, so yeah. I think that doesn't mean that. So he confirmed it. So I'm just thinking, like, well, what the hell could this possibly have to do with a goddamn Star Wars movie? You know what I mean?
They have a lot of sex in them, the Star Wars.
Well, I go on to see this movie, and he does have like a new character is introduced, a new droid, female, lots of sass, you know, like a real sassy droid.
Ooh, like Rogue One.
Benny, is that code?
You know, they have. When you say they she's clearly sassy? Have a rapport, you know. what? I guarantee what happened is someone got a hold of Donald Glover and said, hey, so I saw Lando in this female droid in the movie. Is there something there? Like, are you trying to say that were you portraying Lando as a pansexual? And I'm sure right then and there in that very moment, prior to that, he hadn't given it an ounce of thought. But then he goes, yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I like to think of Lando as a pansexual man with fluid sexuality. He didn't think of – he thought nothing of the sort prior to being asked that question. You know what I mean?
So this droid, Benny, you'd say that in 2008 she probably would have voted for Obama? When you said she was sassy, is that what you mean?
Yeah, kind of like a cross between like the Muslim Brotherhood and so that's the other side is you just kind of latch on to these causes.
It's a constant barrage of that too. Like all of these articles talking about anytime anybody writes an article about like entertainment. It's always got to have a hook like that, and you're absolutely right. It's somebody's walking the red carpet, or they catch them just off guard, and they're like, "Sure, yep, that's right."
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They run with it. They run with it. That's just like J.K. Rowling making that wizard gay after all of the Harry Potter shit.
Do you remember when somebody asked Mark Hamill if Luke Skywalker was gay?
Oh yeah.
and he was like, I mean, if you watched the movie and like it made you feel good that Luke Skywalker's gay, sure. I mean,
yeah, right.
If you interpreted it that way, great. And so then there was, you know, 300 headlines. Mark Hamill confirms that Luke Skywalker is a gay.
I think he was given a stern talking to after
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I think Lucasfilm and Disney probably sat him down.
Yes.
Benny, while we're on the Han Solo thing, let's take a break. Drunk is on the Hollywood beat. So we're going to do that. We're going to be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. Benny, thanks for hanging out. Everybody,
yeah, thanks for having
everybody.
Me.
We'll be right back. Time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Alden Ehrenreich about his new film Solo in theaters May 25th.
Why should anybody give any shits about this Han Solo movie?
I think audiences can just expect to have just such a great time. It's such a fun, thrilling adventure of a movie. It's so much fun, and it's such a fun character. He's so fun, and the swagger, and the mischief, and the everything. It's really great.
Please say fun a few more times.
Fun. Fun.
This is Strange Label.
Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Solo, a Star Wars story, made me really nervous. I knew it had to be taken in the first round or early in the second. I mean, it is a Star Wars movie, but I sure as shit didn't want it. I was still nervous about it after we didn't take it, because what if we should have taken it? It put up over $100 million this weekend. It did fine. The 62% Metacritic is fine. It's all fine. So it probably did less than an optimistic person would hope, but it was far from a disaster. Not Safe for Water Coolers still has a Marvel movie in its back pocket, so I'm sure they're not crying in their beers. Deadpool 2 ended with 145 points, with $219 million and a 66% Metacritic. So pair that with Dark Crimes 0, and you have 145. It's fine. We'll have Solo's final tally in an opening weekend from Ocean's 8 next week.
And now, once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
She loves me so, and this I know for sure. But the
Where'd it go?
I was hoping there was some purpose to playing that song.
And I didn't, you know, the sad thing is I didn't catch that for quite a while.
Benny, you have a inside source into the comedy world. You have comedian friends.
Oh, yeah.
You were on the Monumental Waste of Time podcast.
Yes.
I have a question for you that maybe you can help me with.
I'll do my best.
Benny, why, when I listen to anything or do anything on YouTube...
This song...
Anytime I do anything on YouTube, I watch any video. It doesn't matter what it is. If I'm watching baseball videos, the next video they play is Seth Meyers. Why does that happen? Do you know?
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about, but
Seth Meyers, what does he do? The Late Show, what show does Seth Meyers do?
I know who Seth Meyers is, but like, would another example of what you're talking about be this like Melissa Wolf, that type of thing?
If I watch a video about how Ricky Henderson was really good at stealing bases,
yeah,
the next video that automatically plays after Ricky Henderson is Seth Meyers. If I watch a movie trailer, the next video is Seth Meyers. If I watch anything, Seth Meyers is what comes up next. I have never in my life seeked out a Seth Meyers video. But anytime anything happens, it's always...
Do you share a PC with the missus?
She doesn't watch Seth Meyers.
Sure about that?
I am sure.
Mm.
Oh, you think that's what happens? You think like
maybe
when
she's like a closet Seth Meyers fan.
Hey, people in the chat are all saying that Seth Meyers doesn't show up for them. Did I get caught up in the algorithm
I've
or something?
I've never seen Seth Meyers show up in videos recommended for you.
I used to get Colbert all the time, no matter what was playing the same kind of thing. It was like Colbert.
But that stuff is also pushed. You know, they push that content.
Yeah, it's sponsored content. Like they pay. I'm sure NBC Universal is throwing money at YouTube to make sure that those videos play to get anybody to watch Seth Meyers.
So, and I've been getting boner pills in my Facebook all the time, too. The boner pill, my algorithms are all messed up, guys. I need to set them straight. I don't care that you advertise stuff to me. That's just a part of doing business. I get it. But your targeting is
fucked. But those ads are also flawed. Like, I'll buy, if I buy a pair of sneakers online for like the next month, all my ads on every website I go to are an ad for the pair of sneakers that I just bought.
Those fools. Yeah. Maybe they just thought you were looking at the sneakers. Yeah, because I get a lot of stuff that I looked at.
Any product I buy online, I get ads for that exact product. So they're constantly
trying to sell me my own eBay items. Like scrolling through Facebook and my own eBay item pops up saying, hey, are you interested?
In the chat, Steve Reese says you can turn off autoplay. But, you know, a lot of times if you're sitting there, the next thing that pops up is something unexpected that you weren't necessarily seeking out. And so, I mean, it seems like it would be good, but it's wrong. And I need to figure out how to.
South Dakota, need I say more?
My favorite, because like if I go, like say I go down like a two Corey's video rabbit hole, like watching interviews and things, like I want the next video to be another behind the scenes or interview with Corey Haim or Corey Feldman.
What you like seek out old Corey Haim interviews?
The last time I did that was when that awful made for TV movie, it was like a Lifetime movie called The Two Corys.
And you're like, God damn it, I gotta see me some Corey Haim stuff.
You searched it on YouTube?
Hey man, I've made no qualms about the fact that I was a Two Corys super fan. Loved the Two Corys very much.
I'm supposed to love both of them. If you're going to love either one of them, you're supposed to.
Oh, did you have to pick
Corey
one?
Feldman up to a certain point, and then you're.
No, Haim was my guy. I don't like current day Corys, but. Haim was my guy, mostly because of that movie, The Dream Machine, where he played a piano tuner who was gifted a Porsche. That got me.
See, I mean, I couldn't go, like, when I was a kid, I couldn't say that to people, like, other kids my age.
Be like, hey, man, you know who I'm a big fan of? The two Corys.
Yeah, Corey Haim. That would that would have been the end of me.
Oh, see, yeah, I was able to skirt by with that affection.
You know what else? This dawned on me the other day, and this is something that it crossed my mind. I don't know if you've seen this on Facebook. You ever see this on Facebook? It may just be my circle of friends that do this. They nominate you to pick a different album for 10 days,
and
post it with no explanation. This is an album that meant something to you.
Yep.
Well, I got nominated, and I didn't do it, but it did get me thinking what my
is this top like, 10 albums this is like a low-impact ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Out of all the stupid social media things, this one actually was something that I would have entertained doing. But it did
still,
get me
but
thinking.
But still didn't do it.
About No, I didn't do it. But I started thinking, like, well, what were like my favorite albums over the entire course of my life? And I remembered – I hadn't thought about this for years and years and years. But when I was a kid, I remember the Bon Jovi album I thought was really cool. So I became like a big Bon Jovi fan. And like a year later – at my school, you just couldn't like Bon Jovi anymore.
Or, yeah, I think I liked Bon Jovi like before I went to school because I remember Bon Jovi was huge with me in like the late 80s. And there was a couple of years in there that I was all about Slippery When Wet, man.
Yeah,
that was all
Slippery
I
When
to.
Wet was the album. And I remember, you know, I thought it was great for a year. And I remember hanging out at the pool I used to go to in the summer. And I brought up Slippery When Wet, and a guy called me a Jovi fag.
Jovi
fag.
You don't want to be that. That's a bad thing to be. Yeah, no, it was Slippery When Wet and Coming Out of Our Shells by the Ninja Turtles.
Something I certainly did not ever want to be referred to as.
No.
Hey,
so
kids.
I just immediately turned.
Kids are trash, though. Like, there was a time, you know, Simpsons was out. I think I was in, like, second or third grade when The Simpsons debuted. And everybody loved it. And merchandising mania was taking over. Everybody owned Bart Simpson shirts. Everybody owned all the stuff. And everybody
don't
still
have a cow,
loved
man.
The Simpsons. But that lasted about 2 years where it was everybody was a super fan of The Simpsons. And I remember wearing a shirt. It was probably fourth grade, maybe, like 2 years later. And I came to school in a Bart Simpson shirt that said, eat my shorts, man, or something. He's riding a skateboard. And I remember somebody had the nerve to me, like, talking shit about this shirt. I'm like, "What? We just talked about The Simpsons the other day. What are you talking about?" He's like, "Well, it's still cool to watch the show, but not to wear the shirt."
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, so disgusted that I was still wearing a Simpsons shirt. It was ridiculous.
Well, hey, let me ask you this, because this may have been a regional thing. I've learned, like, since the advent of the internet, I've learned, like, some things are more regional, that things that I thought everyone knew as a kid may sure. have only been things that – so, but if you Google this, you'll find it. But speaking of Bon Jovi, because before I admitted defeat when the onslaught of being called a Jovi fag was, like, first –
That's very jarring.
I would defend Bon Jovi. I'm like, "Nah, Bon Jovi is cool." And the one guy said to me, he's like – now, mind you, I don't know. I think I was like, I don't know how old I was, a little kid, but they said, no, what do you mean? He had to go to the hospital to get his stomach pumped. They pumped like a gallon of semen out of his stomach.
Oh, no.
That was Rod Stewart.
That was Rod Stewart.
Well, it was Bon Jovi around my neck of the woods.
Well, okay, so who got the gerbil up their ass over by you? Is it still Richard Gere?
It's Richard Gere. I think it's universally Richard Gere.
Okay. It was Richard Gere, but there was also a newsman.
Yeah, because see, we had anytime you referenced Rod Stewart, you had to call him Stomach Pump Stewart.
Steve Reese is in the chat, and he's from around where I live. Steve, who was that? The news guy?
He said it was Rod Stewart.
Yeah, but there was a news guy too, had something to do with gerbils.
Travis, I have.
Yeah, Jerry Pinacoli.
I have 1,400 songs on my iPod.
And you know what? I think Ancor is around where I live.
One song on my iPod is a Bon Jovi song. Do you guys want to guess what Bon Jovi song I have?
Yes, Bed of Roses.
Oh, Travis. First pick.
Woo!
Wow.
You guys aren't hip to this Jerry Pinacoli thing?
I don't even know who Jerry Pinacoli is.
Mike, you know why I knew that was the song you have on your iPod? That's what? The only Bon Jovi?
Why?
Because I also only have one Bon Jovi song, and it is Bed of Roses.
Yeah, okay, but now how do you defend that song against a bunch of people that are telling you that
it was in
the hospital pumped a gallon of semen out of
it? Wasn't it in the Robin Hood soundtrack? Or they had just, him and Sting and Rod Stewart just had like a, they just had that hit from the Robin Hood soundtrack, and then Bon Jovi put out Better Roses.
No,
and like, hey, man.
The song from Robin Hood was like Rod Stewart and Sting.
You would defend Bon Jovi by saying he did the Robin Hood soundtrack?
Hey, everybody I knew loved Prince of Thieves.
They're like, guys, seriously, I'm not a Jovi fag. I just liked Robin Hood.
This is like an alternate universe from where Travis is from, where you can like all this stuff.
Crossed into the Earth 32 or some shit.
Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
I don't get Seth Meyers on my autoplay either.
You don't? What do you get?
Just whatever is next.
Yeah, but whatever's next, do you notice a trend in it? Is it something weird?
It's usually something
related to what you just watched. Yeah. All I get is Seth Meyers over and over again. It's just Seth Meyers, Seth Meyers, Seth Meyers all the time.
Not me.
Maybe somebody's pranking me.
I'm with Benny. I think your lady watches the Seth Meyers.
You think she waits till I leave and turns on Seth Meyers and flicks the bean?
Because she knows that you don't like him. Huh. So.
Yeah, it was Rod Stewart, Sting, and Brian Adams that did the Three Musketeers. Oh,
Better Roses was from something.
Hi, Benny. What's up, buddy?
The Western movie. No, you're thinking of Blaze of Glory, not Bed of Roses.
That was Young Guns.
Oh, Bed of Roses is from a movie?
It's like a Christian Slater movie. It might actually be called Bed of Roses.
Oh, all I know is you couldn't like
it. Man, that would be a little on the nose, wouldn't it? Get Bed of Roses by... You know what? I just watched Proud Mary the other day, and you know what song they played during the end fight in Proud Mary?
Panama?
Proud Mary.
Oh. What's up, Drunk?
How you been, brother?
Good, man.
It's good.
Drunk, what do you think about Michael Rotondo? How many suits do you own, Drunk? Do you have one suit?
Two, but one definitely does not fit.
You have two suits?
But one definitely doesn't fit.
Are you just keeping it in case you lose weight?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I have jeans like that.
Yeah, I got two pair of jeans like that. I can't wait.
That I'm just just holding on to in case that day ever comes.
Yeah, my lady keeps trying to get me to, you know, dispose of, but... The day is coming. The day is coming.
Yeah. So, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. You know, nothing screams remembering the troops than a big sale, so.
Do you know what I've been watching to fall? I have to turn on something to pay attention to quiet down the voices in my head when I try to sleep.
Okay.
And lately, I've been using the Lethal Weapon films. They're on Netflix. And so I've been turning on Lethal Weapon movies before I go to bed.
So do you prefer the earlier ones or the later ones?
A 3 and 4, I think they really found their stride. Yeah. I mean, you know, 1 is 1, of course. But that was the one with Gary Busey.
I was about to say, I've kind of liked 2. 2 was my jam.
But what I was thinking, and I haven't pulled them yet, but I think that the... horn transitions in Lethal Weapon songs are way better than the Friends ones. And that's the ones we need. You know, they have like that sexy sax that just plays right. Like in between scenes. We got to get
That was like an 80s movie staple, like an 80s action movie staple. You had to have the sax.
He goes,
the sax transition.
I'm getting too old for this shit. And then there's a sax that comes on and goes, da-da-da. And it's a new scene.
They executed that perfectly in the Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where they made Lethal Weapon 5.
You know, I don't believe I've ever seen that. I've seen it referenced, but see, now I'm on this whole Lethal Weapon. Travis, did you see that the Lethal Weapon television show?
One of the Wayans brothers was Glover,
Damon.
Right?
Damon was Murtaugh, yeah.
They fired the white guy.
Yeah, I was about to say. I heard that somebody's replacing him, right?
Stifler.
Yeah, Stifler's replacing the guy who's played Riggs for what, 2 seasons?
And they're just gonna say, "Oh, I'm Riggs's brother, Riggs," and then they're just gonna move on.
Riggs.
But this guy, he was a big asshole, and everybody hated him, and so they fucking fired him. And like, they ended the second season with him getting shot, and they were like, oh, is he gonna die? We'll have to see in season 3. But like, now he actually is gonna die, and they're just they're gonna bring in Stifler to just be a new Riggs. Or maybe he'll be the same guy.
I bet you he's gonna be Riggs. Just
he's gonna be Riggs's brother, Riggs.
You know, soap opera style. They just don't even tell you. They just new character,
just new white guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy, he was a big jerk, and nobody liked him, and so they fired him from Lethal Weapon, where he was the star of the show.
He was just Australian. They don't understand.
And he didn't even have to tweet anything vaguely racist.
Right. They're just gonna move on without him. Maybe that's what they ought to do with Roseanne. They ought to recast Roseanne as a different lady.
Was that show any good?
Roseanne?
Yeah, the reboot?
I don't know. Laura liked it. I watched a couple of them. I mean, they were fine. It's a half-hour canned laugh sitcom. I mean, you know.
If you liked the original Roseanne, you would like the Roseanne reboot. It's the same show. They're just old now.
They replaced Roseanne.
But that's, you know, that's the thing that, like, when I picked Laura up from work today and she was in the car, she was saying, oh, you know, it's such a shame they got everybody back and, you know, it was fun and all that. Like, couldn't they just replace Roseanne?
So would you say it's better than Fuller House?
I watched a couple of those, and the middle kid had like big old boobies, yeah. And she was showing off her big old boobies, but like that wasn't enough to make me keep watching the show.
Yeah.
But
that's a shame.
You replace Roseanne. Who would you replace her with? You'd have to get somebody.
Louis Anderson, like he is in Baskets.
That's actually not bad.
Melissa McCarthy, perhaps.
She's probably too big to go do Roseanne.
She's also too.
That would be. What if they used another disgraced Hollywood star from like a year ago?
Kathy Griffin?
That made that about. Their comeback role.
Yep.
So as one person is disgraced, it's replaced with a former disgraced person's comeback.
Well, and she was disgraced by the other
Paula
side.
Paula Deen could be.
Kathy Griffith was. Oh, okay. Paula Deen's good too. But I was, Kathy Griffith, that would appease the lefty people.
Yes.
You just make her the new Roseanne. You just still call the show Roseanne. She just does like a Roseanne impression.
You know what, though? Even getting back to what I was saying about how easily swayed I am. When all that stuff, when Kathy Griffin got raked over to Coles, you know, I was right along there laughing with everybody. But then as soon as she showed up on TV with like the shaved head saying she was going broke and no one will hire, I felt all bad.
You felt bad for her?
You know. Yeah, if the next video is just something bashing Kathy Griffin, I'll just...
So Benny just kind of just goes with the wind. Like, he's
yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That is funny. Oh, no.
Yes.
Easily swayed. Just whatever.
But that's a nice way to live life. You know,
it's not bad. You go with the tide, easy breezy, like drunk. Yep. We should all aspire to be more like drunk.
Amen, brother.
We took last week off. Do you have any like fun stories or anything about your life?
Saw Deadpool. That was pretty funny.
You liked it?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you learn from it? Anything?
Eventually we're going to get a soundbite out of it when it comes to DVD.
Right.
Yep.
Is that set enough for another movie, Drunk?
What, Deadpool? It could be.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was going that way, trending.
Yeah, it's already confirmed. The next one is an X-Force movie.
X-Force.
Yeah, that's dipping into people that I've never heard of. You know?
Well, Cable? Cable's good. Domino's good.
She was great. She's like a standout for me. I thought that Zazie Beetz did an amazing job.
Rob Liefeld made them all, never showed their feet.
Never showed their feet. What a great one-liner. It was like the only person in the theater that laughed at that that one-liner. Like nobody, the theater was packed, and there was laughter the whole time throughout the entire movie, except in that one moment, I was the only one laughing hysterically.
Travis, did we cover everything? We sum it all up, you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what there is to sum up, I guess we've summed up.
A friend of Laura's reached out to her and said how excited she was to go see the new Winnie the Pooh movie.
They made one of those?
Yeah, they're making a new Winnie the Pooh movie, and I looked into the Winnie the Pooh movie based on her talking about it and saw that they have they did not keep Peter Cullen, the voice of both Eeyore and Optimus Prime. They did not keep him for the new Winnie the Pooh movie. They replaced him with Brad Garrett.
Hmm. What?
The star power of Brad Garrett, Travis.
Actually in that show that I like on Showtime now, I'm Dying Up Here, about stand-up in the 70s. He's actually really good in it, but why replace Peter Cullen?
I don't know. I'm sure he's available, Travis.
He's still doing Optimus Prime, the voice in the big-budget Transformers movies. Yeah. Why can't he do fucking Eeyore? I got four lines.
Yeah, and Brad Garrett, I mean, I'm sure he's probably going to be fine. You know, he does the same thing. You know, Raymond always gets all the attention, and now he's just like, oh, bother. It's the same thing, but...
You think they could do a live-action Winnie the Pooh movie?
That's what this is.
Oh, this is.
Yeah, fair enough.
Live-action Winnie the Pooh movie.
All right.
Ewan McGregor is going to be a adult Christopher Robin.
Yeah?
And they're going to go visit him and be like, hey, you remember when you were a kid? That was cool, right? And then they go on an adventure. In the big city.
They have to teach him how to be a kid again because he's been so bogged down by the doldrums of life as a businessman.
Right.
So who would you say is your favorite Winnie the Pooh character?
Benny, do you have like a pick of the week? Something you want to pick?
I have a favorite Winnie the Pooh character. When I was in kindergarten, I was Eeyore in the school play. Nice. So Eeyore.
Benny, you were Eeyore in the school play?
Yeah.
You have a video of this?
No, there was no video.
Benny, do you remember any of your lines?
No. I could ask. Maybe if I come back on, I could entertain everybody with my Eeyore lines. I'm sure it'll be.
Did your tail fall off, Benny?
Did your tail?
You had to go.
No, I was a pro.
Well, that's what Eeyore did.
His tail. I showed up. I showed up prepared. I knew my lines. I delivered.
Were you a theater guy? Were you in a lot of productions?
No, just Winnie the Pooh.
That was the only one. That was the role of your life.
You went out on a high note.
Yeah, had
a taste of success in the Winnie the Pooh play, and you're like, this is never going to top this. I'm out.
You know what though? I wanted to be Tigger, and my teacher was like, "No, you're not Tigger. You're Eeyore." And I was kind of bummed out by that.
I'm trying
That's
to picture like a
all of your decisions in life.
I'm trying to picture like a child Benny, and he still has the same voice that Benny has now.
I feel like I'm more of an owl guy. I like owl.
Isn't he always bothered by everybody? He just wants everybody to leave him alone. No, that's Rabbit. I'll be Rabbit.
Yeah, Rabbit was
along in the Winnie the Pooh universe.
Rabbit was a dick.
Yeah, Rabbit was the dick. He's like, get out of my garden. I'm growing carrots.
Yeah,
okay, maybe I don't know anything about the Winnie the Pooh universe. Yeah, everyone hates Rabbit.
Everybody else was solid and nice, but Rabbit was always pissed off.
Well, Piglet was a little bitch because he was scared of everything.
Yeah, that's true too.
It's probably smart to be a little cautious.
Yeah.
I mean, the world's a scary place, drunk.
Owl was the smart one.
I wouldn't go so far as to call him a little bitch.
Rue had the devil may care attitude.
He's a little bitty guy, Piglet. He's a little bitty.
It's all right to be a little
He bit. Can't beat anybody's ass or anything. He's just kind of got to, like, hide but and he's hope got, nobody
he's,
notices.
He's got him. His posse. What's he got to worry about?
Your posse's not always there, drunk. Eventually, your posse goes away, and then you're there by yourself. And if you've been talking shit all this time, somebody's going to fuck your shit up.
Eventually, your posse gets married and has children. And you're stuck alone watching Netflix all night.
Drunk pick of the week. Something you want the people to know about.
My pick of the week is Pizza Hut's pan stuffed crust pizza.
Explain this to me.
So they got a pan pizza now. Okay. That also has a stuffed crust.
So do they like fold the cheese into the crust or is it just kind of like along the edge?
It's delicious.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
Travis, do you have a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about?
Pick of the week is the Roseanne reboot. Great, eight great episodes. It's coming back in the fall, you guys, so I'm very excited for that.
Travis is not coming back. The Rosie.
Oh no! It said the very last frame of the eighth episode of this season said, "See you in the fall. Roseanne will be back with more episodes."
No, no, Travis. See, I how do I tell him this, Benny? Benny, can do you have like a soft way to tell him?
Got Dan's coming back. They got Roseanne knee surgery coming up. They just got a little bit of money because there was a hurricane or a tornado or something. They got. They're going to be all right. So they're coming back for another season.
Travis, see, what happened was Roseanne, she said that somebody looked like a Planet of the Apes.
She don't like the blacks.
And so the ABC, they canceled Roseanne. The show's over. They're not going to make any more.
Didn't Donald Trump call all Mexicans rapists and murderers?
Yeah, but ABC can't fire Donald Trump.
Be nice if he could.
Yeah. NBC did fire him.
Oh, yeah, they replaced him with Schwarzenegger.
Wouldn't that have been funny if he was still able to continue doing the show? Like he could have done both? That'd have been pretty great. Benny, do you have a pick of the week? Do you have something for the people to know about?
I guess if anyone would like to, you know, do some investigating, if you go onto Google and you Google Bon Jovi had a gallon of semen pumped from his stomach, maybe look it up on Snopes.
I heard that was Rod Stewart.
It was Rod Stewart drunk. It's like you know, like when some of the country says soda and some of it says pop and some of it says Coke.
Yeah, and this was pre-internet, so
yeah,
it was like a game of telephone.
Different regions of the country have different celebrities who ingested too much semen.
That really sucks for Bon Jovi, because Bon Jovi was from New Jersey, which is from the demographic.
Right, it would have been way better if he was semen guy like on the West Coast.
He was probably like, it's not me, it's Rod Stewart.
So in Missouri, it's Rod Stewart.
Yeah, it was always Rod Stewart for us. Yeah, guys, reach out to us on social media this week and let us know who was it around you that had all the semen. Let us know, guys. We'll do a show next week too, I guess.
If we must,
yeah, we'll do shows. You know, probably like on a weekly basis, probably like on Tuesdays, around this same time, I'd say. Benny, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Drunk, thanks for you,
later, guys.
Doing whatever it is you do.
Thank you. Guns out, funds out. I'm taking control of my life now. Right now. Oh, yeah. Slingers went riding out of town and were never heard from no more. And there ain't been a gunfight for a long time, maybe never, but nobody knows for sure. I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, thank you for checking out this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on StrangeLabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. They got one just about every night of the week. Replays, music, good stuff. So, you know, just pop it on for a bit. What else you got to do, you know? You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODix.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at WFODix. It's an extension of the show. There's stuff going on. Interact with us. Tell us hi. It's good stuff. Just, at WFODix on everything. We're there. If you want to email us, Mike or Travis at WFODix.com. Drunk at WFODix. Email him. Tell him hi. Say, hey, Drunk, I think you're great. Yeah, you know what? I get a lot of emails of people telling me they think Drunk's great, but I don't pass them on because I don't want them to get cocky or anything. So you tell Drunk you think he's great. Drunk at WFODix.com. Hey, give us a call, 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. If you want to give us a call when we're live or when we're not, anytime, just give us a call. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Harry Balzania, Liquid Lozenge, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, go to patreon.com/WFODix. Kick us a buck or two. There's, you know, secret stuff over there. You know, we put up the after shows, the pre-shows. We put up all kinds of stuff. So if you can't get enough of this, there's more there. But, you know, if you can't spare any cash, that's fine, too. We don't care about the cash. We're doing it for funsies. But, you know, if we have a guest, reach out to the guest and tell them you heard them here. Give us a review on iTunes. Share a link with a friend. There's lots of ways that you can help. But, yeah, most of all, just listen to it. And if you like it, tell a friend. That's what we want. Thanks. We'll do it again next week. Have a good one.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.